Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's right. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Anti-movement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But so it's fitness, more of a fitness yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
Bonus Thursday episode. Thanks to
Mott and
Bo.com. Mott and Bo. MOTTANDBOW.com. Don't worry about specifically how to spell it yet. Let me just sell you on the damn product first.
All right, don't get ahead of yourself.
Yeah, don't. You're all cowards. Like, I don't know what it is. Just chill.
Shut up and buy what we tell what you to.
Are you ready? Open your mouth. Uh-huh. And here comes the the sponsor.
I put in words, you put out cash.
You all get that? You get that? Mott and Bo, if you are looking to upgrade your jeans game, that's their shtick.
Yeah.
Superb denim quality, great look and feel. Yes, they sent us free jeans. Yes, we tried them on. Yes, they were great.
Does that make us better than you?
Of course, as of now.
Sure, we're better than you, but it's not like because, is it because we're celebrities?
Yeah,
it is.
Of course.
But like, does that type of shit, does being better than you and being celebrities, does that go to our heads?
Yeah.
Of course it does. I wouldn't be saying this if it didn't.
So what can you do? Well, if you want jeans, they're very inexpensive.
And be careful, because they're usually only for the elite.
But they're high quality.
Right.
They look and they feel good. I wore mine several days in a row. They're so soft.
You actually really should.
They're
you
soft.
Know, they're comfortable. They're nice. But you should change.
But
you've been wearing the same jeans for a calendar month.
The trick is to wash them inside out. You dry them that day and you can just keep them going.
You haven't done that though.
No. I'm saying at one point in time I will do that.
Got it.
So if you're looking for a high quality jean and you need more, or you just don't have very good jeans right now, go to montandbow.com. They're jeans for under $100. And if you want a bigger discount, which totally makes sense, hey, I get that too.
Yeah, you're already saving $100. So relax. Don't get the coupon code, actually.
I think we should give them the coupon code.
Fair.
If I Were You, it's our podcast name. If you use the coupon code If I Were You, you get an extra 20% off. So please check them out. Mott, MOTTANDBOW.com. A variety of styles, a variety of colors. I have the skinny black ones.
And you look darn good in them.
Thanks, brah. So check it out one last time, mottandbow.com. Coupon code If I Were You. Let's get started. This was a fun episode. Pat Castle's back in the house for once.
For once, finally.
Enjoy. Oh, things got real.
Yo, thanks for tuning in to Jake and Amir. So check it out. In order to stay afloat, yeah, we gotta promote. So listen here, grab a beer as we tell you this, yo. Buy motherfucking Squarespace. Idiots can share taste. Create the statue for what's wanted. Selling band mates. Welcome to the show. Say hello to my flow. If you can't make it rain, then you better make it snow. We got a pair of individuals queued up for podcasting. Calculate residuals. I give it that I'm blasting. The only podcast on the internet with diva roaches. Haters to buy or penalize encroachment. Tell them if I were you, but you probably already know this. Take the advice, I put it in your pop and smoke this. Getting stoned off the wordplay of a mere. The fact I have this prerogative, it makes me shed a tear. I said I'm getting boned by the diatribe of her wit. Penetrates my ears, it's like second base, I'm sure of it. Lactose intolerant, it's seasoned the cheese. Collecting dollar bills when I'm pleasing the thieves. Put every bit of faith in me to that is an atrocity. We're back, pull the trigger and admire the velocity.
Y'all in for a treat. I'm done with my spiel. So fasten your seatbelts, because shit's about to get real.
Damn.
Wow.
That was actually Lil Wayne.
Who?
Oh my God.
Lil Wayne.
Not Lil Wayne. This is Lil Wayne's brother, Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne Knight, actually. So a midget Wayne Knight impersonator.
You can see every night at Atlantic City on the boardwalk opposite. What's the hotel in Atlantic City?
Obviously, the boardwalk is the ocean.
Exactly. He's on a buoy, a dinghy, really. That guy's name is Seesaw. Ceesaw. Seesaw.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Like see the movie Saw.
Yeah, it's a Saw advertisement.
No, no,
that
no.
That guy's actually just Saw. It's the dude in the Saw mask.
Jigsaw.
But C is spelled with a C. How do you quantify that?
Oh, C E. Yeah. Yeah. What's weird? I just didn't even comprehend.
C E E?
Yeah.
C-E-E. So like CeeLo, except
yeah,
for
exactly right.
So it's like CeeLo in a Saw mask.
Yeah. That's which is what it's sort of what I was imagining when I made my joke.
Right.
So thanks for that theme song. Pat Castle's in the house.
Hi. How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Good. We just checked. You haven't been on the show in over a year.
Wow.
Episode 30 was your last episode.
Yep. Not for lack of trying. You contact us almost every day.
It's true.
On the daily. Do you have like a reminder? How does that work? Because it is oftentimes
around. That's always 10. On my mind. It's really the challenge is not reminding myself to not call you more than one time
a day. Which
you
ignore that challenge. Yeah. Oh, more than one time a day. That
yeah, exactly.
You get one a day every yeah. time.
Well, I don't want to pester you guys. So
of course you're pestering.
I mean, I'm calling you each individually once a day, and oftentimes you are in the same room.
The crazy
room.
Thing is we've accepted every single time you asked to be on, and then you don't show up.
I blow you off the last minute. Christ, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I have a fucking thing.
This is going to sound fake and rehearsed.
Don't ask for specifics.
The 390th day in a row I'm canceling, but I really, something did come up.
A couple times we've actually bumped really exciting guests.
Like who?
Roseanne Barr was going to be on.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But we said, hey, Pat's going to be here tonight. And she said, I understand. And then last minute you canceled. We reached out to her. She was insulted. She's never going to come back.
I can't believe we got Roseanne Barr. Yeah. I also can't believe Roseanne Barr is the first fun celebrity you thought of.
I don't know why I did.
She's a good get, you know?
Is her name Roseanne Barr or is it Roseanne Arnold at this point?
I don't think they're still together. She's like a nut farmer.
Yeah. It's actually Roseanne Barnold now. They combined it.
Are they still... Am I just too cynical of Hollywood that I feel like there's no way in hell they're still together?
That was such a PR setup relationship.
They're not they're still a thing.
It's a tabloid. It's okay.
Amir's wearing a tight black t-shirt and holding the microphone and walking back and forth across the room right now like Dennis Leary.
I'm wearing a leather jacket that goes down to my calves. So this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet. Hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
And Pat Castles is here. Pat, how would people know you? From our videos, maybe?
From occasionally Jake and Amir episodes.
What's your claim to fame?
I guess writer, performer on College Humor most recently.
What's the most
I also
popular?
Have the world's largest ball of twine. fifth largest ball of string.
So why do you say twine?
It's not twine. I couldn't get into the twine game. It was
there's some
the cost
bullshit.
To entry was very, very high.
There's some bullshit rule about the tensile strength of it, but whatever.
And people's balls are always accumulating more string. It's sort of like
it's a rolling list, and I'm constantly being bumped.
A few years ago, I had the biggest ball of string, but now, I haven't cracked the top three.
Roseanne has it now.
You know Streeter's grandfather or great uncle or something has the world's biggest coat hanger. That's
Oh no, it was known as the most coat hanger collection, not the biggest.
No, he has the biggest one. He's the second biggest one too.
Aren't the pyramids the biggest one?
I never thought about that. I guess if you, I guess it, you could hang a coat on it.
Oh my god!
I think the moon is the biggest coat hanger.
How so?
This is me on a really bad first date. What do you think the moon is?
I'm sorry, I'm a bit of a contrarian
in that regard.
I mean, you could hypothetically, if you had a big enough coat, and there was a big enough mass.
Let me get you another tomato juice. I ordered the first one for you, and I feel like you haven't touched it. I was going to ask earlier, do you know the most popular video you're in? What video has that you're in that has been seen the most amount of times?
Do you know the answer?
No.
Okay. That's a good question. I mean, there's a finite number of, like, you know.
Regret asking.
Sorry. Well, it depends on what you mean by view.
No,
of course, are you talking
there's a
full
roll.
Yeah, because, you know, the drop-off rate, really.
Look at this graph over here.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. There's just like a finite number of like 2 million
plus views.
He's
holding a little ball of string.
Yeah.
I can't believe that's the third biggest ball of string in the world.
I probably did like background or something in like one of those early videos when we used to get like, you know, 50 million views in the first 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah. I remember those days when we were the hottest celebrities on earth.
Right.
So you remember how the show works. People email us that in need of advice. They're like, oh my god, I don't know what to do. And we do our best to offer it. And sometimes it's just me and Jake. Sometimes we have our friends on. And then sometimes Pat's on too.
What?
Sometimes we have our friends on, and sometimes you get to be on as well.
Okay.
Relax.
I am relaxed.
No, you aren't.
Sometimes our friends are too busy.
What am I then to you if I'm not a friend?
What's a step below a co-acquaintance?
Co-acquaintance?
He's not a step below co-worker.
It's like, if coworker is friend, what's the acquaintance version?
You're like, I'm like on par with like a guy who's buying your washing machine off Craigslist.
Yeah, exactly. Only I email that guy a little bit more often than I do you. Can I say your email if people want to email you? Can I say your private email on this show? Do you mind if I just say what your private email is?
That's unfair, because if I say no, I'm an asshole. And if I say yes...
then you're the coolest guy in the world.
I mean, I probably wouldn't get that many. I think my email's on my blog.
Oh, really? It is funny how easily accessible some people are, and just, I guess a lot of people wouldn't even think about it.
I feel like we should not include this. We're going to end up getting emails.
I actually always thought...
I won't say what my email is.
I will say someone at work, because someone was looking for someone's email that was kind of famous at work to be like in a video or something, and someone had it. And it's always just like, it was like, does anyone have like, you know, Patrick Warburton's email or something like that? I'm just pulling him for example. I'm not giving him his email. I don't know his
and
email.
It's just Patrick Warburton 11118
at Yahoo.com.
At likehost.net. Yeah. No, it's always just like patrick.warburton.com or like, you know, or brad.pitt.com. Sorry, brad.pitt@gmail.com.
Or sometimes it's that person's name, like me@hispersonsname.com.
Oh, right, like SandraBullock@me.com.
Yeah.
So I always say...
Mac.com or something. Yeah.
I just want to email like the top 100 A-listers actresses and be like Scarlett.Johansson@gmail.com. Do you want to hang out sometime?
But I bet some, like, even if it's not Scarlett Johansson, it's some creepy person that's sitting on Scarlett Johansson's
waiting
Gmail.
For that to happen.
Yeah, waiting for her to contact them. Scarlett.Johansson@me.com. Say, hey, can I have this? It's me, Scarlett.
When Natalie Portman went to Harvard, I heard that a lot of the other...
You're so nervous.
And she was wearing her Harvard sweatshirt. No, there was like all the Natalies at Harvard. It was because like it was like even if their last name wasn't Portman, if it was like Natalie M@harvard.edu, would get emails from dudes being like, "Hey, are you Natalie Portman?"
Oh my god,
asking around on a date.
It's strange.
And
what are they hoping? Like,
well, that's actually
it's me, Natalie Portman.
Do you want to
tell
date
me about you? I'm so eager and
that's
interested.
How she met her husband.
I just think just blatantly ignoring the fact that it's like Natalie and then like an initial that isn't P and being like, well, maybe we thought maybe like. You use your first name, but a different letter instead of your last name.
Honestly, it's a long shot, but she's so hot, it's worth it. Like, what am I going to waste? A couple minutes of my life? If I can fucking get into Natalie, if I can get an in with Portman.
Did you see that bitch in Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium? Oh my god.
Hey, don't say bitch.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't say Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium.
Is this intro run... am I bantering too much? I feel like...
No, but you can think things like that without saying them, too. All right.
Preferably tomorrow. Or like as you're falling asleep tonight. And then you can text us and we'll say, yeah, it was a little much, but hopefully we can edit it down.
We'll cut it down to a solid 90 seconds. No, it's about average.
All right.
But I'm about to start this mofo. These are real emails from real people. We're going to give them fake names to preserve their anonymity. Pat, will you give us a fake guy's name?
Oh, okay. Sure. Mitt.
What?
Mitt.
Huh?
Mitt.
Yo.
M-I-T-T.
Last name?
Romney. I didn't think of a last name because I was going to just coyly make them all Republican candidates.
Okay, Mitt writes, me and my GF decided to take our relationship to the next level by inviting us over to our separate family dinners. Last Thursday night, she came over my house where I live with my dad, and it was actually pretty chill. My dad made funny jokes, and he was pretty chill with her, making her feel comfortable and all. 2 days ago, though, I went to her house for dinner, and compared to the dinner at my house, it was so terrible. Her dad was missing, so we only had dinner with her mom. Her mom is kind of old and not very cool, but she seemed like a nice person anyway. The problem is, though, she seemed a bit worried, like, through the whole dinner, which made me feel pretty uneasy. All she made for dinner was yams and the salad, which tasted okay, but still isn't, I don't know, my kind of thing. It just, I thought it was kind of lacking. Through the whole dinner, I kept wondering to myself if I was the problem, like her mom wasn't expecting me that night or something, or maybe she was worried because my GF's dad went missing. Anyway, afterwards, I talked to my GF, and she kept saying it was all right and I wasn't the problem. She said her mom liked me very much, but I'm pretty sure that's not the truth. Do you think in the future I should avoid these family dinners? Our relationship is going pretty well, and I really want her mom to like me, but I also don't feel comfortable facing her again. What should I do? I'm really serious with this girl. Thanks both very much in advance. Love you. Love, Mitt.
I mean, is this father? There's a missing person involved here. That's the takeaway I'm getting.
I feel like we should stop the podcast and look. I don't know. It's in our obligation.
Mitt's girlfriend's
now.
Dad is legit gone.
Yeah,
he does. He wasn't just miss. Like he wasn't just a no show for dinner. He was a no show for work.
You can't say you can't drop that in the first two sentences and then be like, anyway, also yams.
Your husband's been missing for a week, but I mean, like, he only made salad and yams. What does he even have to come home for?
I was like, okay, maybe he's just like, it was a weird, at first I was like, maybe it's just a weird use of the word missing, but then he's like, but the mom seemed worried, and I think maybe she was worried because missing?
Like, no one had heard from the dad.
Yeah, I've never had that happen to me, a missing parent.
But also, he's like, so, I feel like he is, it's just one of those things like, oh, I'm cool and everyone else sucks or something.
Yeah,
like, right.
Your dinner sounds fine. Your dad made jokes and that was it.
He was present. Everyone knew where my dad
was,
which was
amazing.
Chill.
My dad was like hilarious. I love my dad. Dinner was on point.
I love my dad. My dad is my best friend.
He was not missing. He was there. Everything was perfect.
My deadbeat fucking mom.
It was like, her dad wasn't there. Her mom was old.
And she made sweet
potatoes.
She was
nice, and she cooked, and it was fine, but it was lacking.
It was lacking.
I think you're an asshole.
You're lacking.
I also, yeah, you know, I would also say that I think that, like, you're not, you know, feeling uncomfortable around your significant other's parents is, you know, if you're lucky, you get along really well with them, but I think it's also very common to, for that, it's a very common problem, so I think he just has to sort of deal with it and just make, you know, I think not getting along with your in-laws, or I guess if you're not married, then it's your girlfriend's parents. It's just like, I mean, I got a little movie you should see called Meet the Parents.
Yeah.
And
or Meet the Fockers.
Yeah, or Lil Fockers. Which
no,
I think
no,
is
really
the
first one, because that's sort of the message.
Sure, yeah. I just think Ben Stiller is amazing.
Oh, what about Fury?
Oh.
That movie's actually pretty tight.
Yeah, Brad
it doesn't
Pitt
have to do with
that is also a movie. What about World War One?
Oh my god, that one was chill too.
It was a great war.
Oh, you're not even talking about a movie.
But we're back because, well, Fury was World War Two, so I'm just saying, like, World War One was also a war.
Yeah,
that was
it was
cool.
Actually really good.
What about World War Z
or the Renaissance? That was a historical thing.
Yeah, a Renaissance Man starring Dustin Hoffman.
Anyway,
the
you guys agree though, right?
Biggest coat hanger of all time.
Sorry, I meant Renaissance Man starring Danny DeVito. Not
also the second biggest coat hanger of all time.
Yeah.
Sorry, where were
you
we?
You
think God could make a coat hanger so big, not even he could use it?
Definitely.
He has.
It's called the moon.
Weird reverend giving a sermon.
I think it makes sense to not necessarily get along with your girlfriend's parents upon the first meeting, especially when they're like, you're young, the dad's missing.
Yeah.
So like, but it's just, it takes several attempts to like get comfortable with somebody.
Is there anything more nerve-wracking in one's life than meeting your girlfriend's parents for the first time? Like, what an important thing. You have to be on the best behavior you can possibly imagine.
Yeah.
Like, that's the, I, what would you get more nervous for than that?
I get more nervous for other, like, I'm fucking real good, you know?
But the first time, that's yeah, like, doesn't matter. The first impression is huge.
I've never, ever, ever not met a parent who loved the shit out of me.
Yeah.
First meeting.
That's because you're playing it as cool as possible. You're like acting in the best possible way.
Right.
You're not just like, if you make one slip up, one mistake.
I'm not saying, yeah, it's definitely, it's not like I'm not trying and it all works.
Yeah.
I'm trying really hard, but I also don't get nervous because I know that I'm good at it.
Well, yeah, I think that it's like, You just have to behave well. Like, I guess maybe it's hard to like fucking wow them.
Yeah.
But I don't have a girlfriend right now, but I think if I was meeting my girlfriend's parents, I would like try, and I wouldn't swing for the fences. I wouldn't try and be like buddy buddy with the dad, because that's when you mess up. That's right. Like,
that's weird.
But I think I'm very good at being completely neutral.
I'm gray.
I think the trick is not trying to relate to mom and dad and be like, hey, I'm a golden boy. Like, let me do the dishes. Let me help with the cooking. Hey, dad, what's
your
favorite
sports team? You do that? That is what you should do?
No, I don't do any of that.
I'd be like, I don't have to clean.
Yeah, if it comes natural. But I also think it's like, you don't want to showboat. You don't want to like get up and start clearing the dishes or whatever.
It's the same muscle as getting anyone to like you, I think, whether it's like...
But I think with parents, they're less impressed by you like... trying to impress them, and like what they secretly want is for you to be very respectful of their daughter. So you find little ways to insert that, like tell a story and, you know, celebrate their kid.
Yeah, okay.
That's what it is. It's like, oh, this person likes my daughter or son as much as I do, so I like them because they like that.
Daughter is amazing in bed, like, and you should really be proud of that, because
like, she can deep throat my cock. And I'm
sir,
but I'm doing the dishes, so it doesn't matter.
Can I? This chicken was lacking.
It really
I'm
was.
Sorry. Did you not know I was coming over? You must not have known I was coming over.
I'm going to give you constructive criticism. Constructive. So it's a win-win.
Because it tasted like construction paper. I mean, my God, what did you season this with? What's more nerve-wracking for you, meeting your significant other's parents or them meeting your parents?
I would probably actually be more nervous for them to meet my parents, who I love my parents, but...
Homo.
I love my dad. My dad's hilarious. He's so funny. He's the best guy in the world, and I love him with all my heart and soul. No, I don't know. I'm a little kind of a personal guy, so it's just like letting someone in, man.
Yeah.
I'm really emo and moody right now.
That's cool.
You are suddenly wearing black eyeliner.
Yeah.
What about you? What makes you a little more nerve-wracking?
You have not. Your parents are the nicest parents in the world.
Well, yeah, your mom is,
you have
for
nothing
sure.
to be nervous about.
My mom's the fucking... she's the king and the queen.
Yeah,
she's... My dad's a court jester.
He's a pumpkin. My mom is the royal court, and my dad is a pumpkin that sits on her table. He really is a pumpkin. he is small orange, and he wears a small
green
cap.
That's enough out of you about my fucking old man. your dad's a crook and a cheat.
I'm just...
Yeah, he is. He's a gynecologist. That means he fingers other chicks all day. All day he does that.
Hey, guys, come on. We should really just move on with the podcast.
All right.
By the time we finish, Jake's dad will be riding on someone's stoop like a pumpkin. God.
That's enough.
Is his name Jack? His name really is Jack
O'Lane. It's actually Sam. It's actually Sam, you fucking asshole.
I want to put a candle in his mouth and just watch it glow through his eyes.
That's enough.
He's a gourd. He's a goddamn
dad's
gourd.
A squash.
Your dad's a squash. He really is a butternut squash.
I wouldn't be. I'm only getting this offended because he's actually a gourd.
He's a gourd, not a squash.
He's a scarecrow with a pumpkin head. I don't think I would be nervous about either, really.
You don't get a little nervous if your lady's meeting your family for the first time?
It would probably... No.
Well, because your mom is so nice.
My mom's really, really
and your
nice.
Dad is nice too. And your dad's just like so mellow. Like there's yeah. no, it's impossible to imagine anyone. I don't mean to talk about your
no,
parents.
It's fine. We haven't said anything shitty about them except for when you called my dad a gourd.
That's what I mean. Like, who doesn't love a gourd?
He's so mellow. He just sits there in the garden. He's growing slowly.
He's an orange pumpkin.
He just sits there eating up nutrients from the soil until he's robust and yellow. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm not really nervous.
I mean, you know that.
I think here's my thing. I think that people either like aren't that great with first impressions, but over time, people grow to like them because they're consistently there and nice and polite and maybe not like super charming, but you know, you grow to appreciate someone's presence.
Yeah.
And then some people are like great with first impressions and then sort of go downhill over time.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
So
I start high and end low.
Yeah.
I will lose
everyone's trust and respect eventually.
Yeah.
So,
but right off the bat, that's your best.
I'm more nervous when I'm meeting a girlfriend's parents. I would be more nervous for the inevitable breakdown of the relationship and when they start talking shit about me. But like up top, no nerves at all. What about
Can
you?
Can you tilt the back of your microphone up so that the top of it faces down into you?
Like this.
Oh yeah, that's perfect.
What are you nervous about?
Oh, I would say 10 to 15 times more when they meet my parents.
Right, because you're likable and your parents are, your mother is very, very intense. She's like a Israeli interrogator.
Yeah, she's like a commando.
Shin Bet.
Yeah, they were both in the army.
It's also intimidating to meet your parents. I guess this is maybe the one thing that would throw me off. Meeting your parents, it's like their English isn't their first language.
Right.
So you have like
they speak
a
with
little,
an accent.
Yeah. So when I first met them, it was hard to understand. I mean, still, it's a little hard to understand your father.
Yeah, who speaks basically in tongues.
He chanted at me.
My dad only speaks Latin and Ladino, two dead languages. He also writes all of his prescriptions in Sanskrit. He's a mummy. My daddy is a mummy. And yeah, my mummy is my daddy.
Have your parents ever just like straight up not liked a girl that you brought home?
They've been like non-thrilled, I bet.
And were they rude to her?
No. They were very friendly.
So you've never actually, as nervous as you would get, you've never actually had a bad experience?
Yeah. Never had a bad experience. But like even when I eat at restaurants with my parents, it's often like I have to laugh at extra loud at jokes that sometimes they say because the waiter doesn't understand that if it's a joke or not. And I have to be like, ha ha ha, he's just joking.
Like, what's an example of a joke like that?
Like the food's not
like
coming.
You Arab bastard.
Yeah. Like if the food is late and my dad is like, oh, they're going to kill the chicken? And the waiter's what? And then I'm like, oh, he just said, are they going to kill the chicken? Like the food's not here. It's funny. Don't spit in my food.
Yeah.
You don't get to spit in my food, is what I'll say to the waiter.
Right. Yeah.
I'm being polite.
Yeah.
Do you think, when your dad makes a joke like that,
yeah.
Is he secretly very, very upset and he's kind of being passive aggressive, or is he just really being truly playful and making a joke?
I think his patience for service runs thin sometimes, so he's very antsy. He's often like ready to go and move.
Mm-hmm,
so there's an antsiness to him, and then he, much like me, manifests all anger as comedy.
Or like if you're on an airplane and like it's too bumpy or something, he'll like call the stewardess over and be like, hey, like, are you killing the chicken or what?
Yeah, regardless
it's
of
always,
what,
are you killing the chicken?
Yeah, it's his entire life is asking people if they've killed chickens before.
Excuse me, sir, and you have to be like, ha ha. He's just saying like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Just to translate yet again from English to another metaphor,
he's asking if the pilot can find smoother air.
He actually is afraid of flying, so that's funny that you mentioned that.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't... That's... your dad's a doctor.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to imagine a doctor being afraid of anything for some reason.
Yeah, they're too smart to be afraid of flying.
Yeah, yes, too smart to be afraid of flying.
Oh, interesting. I think it's a totally different fear. Like, my dad also drives very dangerously, so, like, he should really be afraid of dying in that way.
Like, statistically, it's more likely, right?
That's actually a false stat. You are 10 times more likely to die in an airplane accident.
10 times more likely?
Yeah.
What are the, like, what is, like, 1 in, like, 1,000, 1
that's
in
right,
a million?
That's exactly right. 1 in 1,000 versus 1 in 1,000,000.
No, I thought it was the same examples.
No, it's not true. You're much.
So yeah, I think, and also this guy's dinner experience didn't even, as Jake had said, it didn't sound that bad. Like the mom was a little standoffish, maybe, but like other than that, it was fine. She made fucking yams and salad.
So what's the advice here?
The advice I think is that like not everyone is your family. You feel comfortable around your dad, so your dinner was good, and you didn't feel comfortable around somebody else's mother.
We were hilarious. We recited an entire Dane Cook album verbatim, and both loved it.
Your girlfriend hated your dinner.
Yams and Sal, though, kind of a weird meal, I will admit.
That being said, as long as we're talking about Dane Cook's Harmful If Swallowed, I mean, Jesus Christ, how are you supposed to eat that many sweet potatoes? Am I right?
No.
Super finger. So the question was specifically, do you think in the future I should avoid these family dinners? I would say no, get to know them better, and then it'll get better.
Exactly. I'd say lean into it. Honestly, all kidding aside, I would say lean into it, go back as soon as possible. Kind of like when you're in the Air Force, and if a plane crashes and you're in the Air Force, all the pilots want to go up the next day. Wow. They want to get back up there as soon as possible before like the fear settles in.
Oh, interesting. I didn't
you
even
are
know that.
The exact same kind of hero.
As these aviators.
As our Air Force pilots. You're the same.
All right, cool. So we're on the same page here.
Yeah, I think so.
We had to make a quick stop to thank one of our sponsors. And we usually cut away, but I think it would be fun if, Pat, would you join us for this sponsor specifically? Is that okay with you?
I really need to check with my guy on this. But
you actually don't have a guy.
Yeah, that's true. That's exactly... right.
So texting
you know
father.
What? I just talked to him and it's good. It's fine.
You just opened Boom Beach on your iPhone, made one move, and then said it was fine.
He's Pat, actually. I saw him check his phone, see that it was dead, and then said, I checked with him. He's fine.
So the sponsor that we want to thank right now is Squarespace. You know, Squarespace recently launched the latest version of their platform, Squarespace 7, which has a completely redesigned interface, integrations with Getty Images and Google Apps, new templates, and an incredible feature called Cover Pages. Try the new Squarespace at squarespace.com and enter coupon code IFIWERE YOU at checkout to get 10% off. Basically, Squarespace, I don't know if you know, it allows you to create good-looking websites. So if you need to make like an online store, a portfolio, a blog for yourself, Squarespace is the best way to do it. They have plans as low as $8 a month and extra 10% if you use our coupon code IFIWEREYOU. And every website comes, you know, with a free online store if you need it, 24/7 live support and email. Basically, it's simple, it's powerful. So we recommend using Squarespace if you wanted to start your own website. I know what you're thinking. Every domain name is probably taken by now, which is why when we do these ads, we suggest ones that are still available for people to purchase. I think I remember, and people snatch them up because they're good. We're giving out gold. Mm-hmm. Remember Koi Oil?
Koi Oil was turned into a blog.
Yeah, it really was.
It's purchased? Someone bought it?
Yeah, somebody bought it. So the ones that we're going to suggest now, these could be the future best websites in America.
At present time, these are available.
That's right. So I will start with mine. It's a fun one to say. It is available right now as we record, timiddimwit.com. timiddimwit.com. So what's your website? Oh, Timid Dimwit. It's kind of like, even if you wanted to start a band, name that. It's kind of a fun thing to say. Timid Dimwit. Jake?
I've got a twofer.
Holy shit.
Yep. Both Tacky Fart and Dumb Anus were available.
And those are .coms.
.com.
Those are not .net domains.
Dumb Anus is a .k-12.
It's a .gov, actually. Pat, and you looked yourself. Do you have a domain name that you can recommend?
I do. Everyone? I also personally think mine is very fun to say.
Yeah.
And mine's very useful. Smallyoyo.com.
Smallyoyo.
I want it.
What sort of e-commerce website would someone's be called
gonna,
that?
Someone's going to log on to Small Yo-Yo to see if it's available, and it's just Pat Castle's new professional website.
Just imagine a big guy just like, just the yo-yo is the size of a dime.
It's kind of small. It's like not that small.
It's actually a normal size yo-yo in a big hand.
I think it sounds like, I was saying this before, but I think it sounds like a like real estate or like a sort of weird like price, like kayak.com or like, you know, compare prices for hotels in Bangladesh at smallyoyo.com.
And then like while it's loading the search, it's like a little yo-yo that's going on the dance.
How do you yo-yo?
Yeah, it's just like the Mac pinwheel with a string attached to it.
Yeah, only
that
smaller.
That should be easy to code, right?
So if you're interested in those domains or building your own website, you could start a trial with no credit card required and start building your website today. Go to squarespace.com/ifiwereyou. Oh, Toda. Sorry. Promo code, if I were you.
Toda.
Cool. Thanks, Pat.
Let me know if you buy smallyoyo.com.
Yeah, I'd love to make the
tweet
first.
Tweet at me.
Yeah, you should make the first, like, what's it called? When you have, there's like a quote under the domain that's like, oh, I use this website all the time. Testimonial.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
I go here. It's nothing yet, but I just like the name and I support it.
Pat Castles.
I support yo-yos of not normal sizes.
Oh, shit. My phone's all stuck in landscape mode. How is that fair? All right. I need a girl's name, Pat.
Michelle. Do you want a last name?
Bachman.
Yes. Good call. No, Michelle Obama, who's way more conservative than Bachman, if you really look at the stats.
I mean, can we talk about her actual stance on things? I'm going to just
rattle off. I will move to Canada because your husband's destroying this country.
Jesus.
What? You had me on here.
You knew which way I leaned.
I'm not Republican. I'm just joking.
You give me a microphone. How am I supposed to not vent? All right. Michelle writes, so I met this guy from India at work over the internet. My boss was using outsourcing and we became friends. We started talking online a lot. And after a while, I admitted that I had a crush on him. He started flirting with me a lot more. After I left my job, I found it hard to talk to him because he reminded me too much of that horrible job. I started to realize that there were so many reasons that getting into a relationship or even dating this guy would be a bad idea. One of the main being that our dating cultures were way too different. After a while, he got engaged and barely started talking to me, which was fine by me, but recently they broke it off and he's been flirting a lot with me again and telling me things like he misses me and that he wants to come to America and hold my hand. I have pretty poor self-esteem and sometimes I am flattered by this. I'm also really nice and have a hard time expressing what I am feeling. I'm worried that I've been leading this guy on and that he almost expects a relationship if he comes to the United States. How do I express to him that I just want to be friends and that I think he should focus on other girls without hurting him? Thanks, Michelle. Is this sweet or sad to you?
This is like the dark side of an amazing little romantic comedy.
Right, right.
It's like so adorable. Like, oh, they've outsourced some of the work. So I'm like talking to this guy from India. I don't know. It's adorable.
It's like the exact plot of Eurotrip, but horrible. Or like they met online.
Like, it's like a modern day You've Got Mail.
Oh.
Where they've shipped all of our jobs overseas.
Thank you.
What I'm talking
with
about.
With the internet.
Pat.
Yeah.
Replace Tom Hanks with
Michelle Obama. Gladly.
They're both actors. I think, first of all, I want to know her job is that it's so horrible. She can't even talk to the guy because it reminds her of her job. That's a pretty awful job.
It's very monotonous.
She flew a drone, actually.
Yeah.
He's taking a turn.
PTSD.
Over his country, actually.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
She was a security guard in an internment camp.
I think do not. I would say let the guy know before the guy moves. I think she, per suspicions, may be right that if the guy is saying, I like you, I want to hold your hand, and I'm coming to America, he's going to be like,
yeah, it sounds like
you're at least part of the reason.
The cute flirtation started to get a little too real.
Yeah, but imagine this sweet American girl meeting this sweet Indian guy. Isn't there something to be said of that?
Do they even know if they're like,
she's not
interested to each other?
No, they don't know. But I think they're both very shy.
Does she know what he looks like?
He looks like an Indian male.
Maybe try to Skype with them a little bit. See what's Gucci.
So take it a little step further, but not necessarily meet them.
If she doesn't want this, then she shouldn't do it. And here's what I would say. I think that since he lived in India and was engaged, and you guys are like he was. I think you could just stop talking to him entirely, and he'll move on. I don't think you need to be like, hey, I don't want a relationship with you. They've never met, and they only had a work crush on each other, and he lives in India. So you can just stop responding to him.
Maybe it's like a Slumdog Millionaire situation.
There's an Indian guy involved?
And that Dan Boyle's going to direct this fucking rom-com.
Dude.
I'm serious. If I write it,
yeah.
I can imagine this Bollywood soundtrack.
Oh, you know what?
Jai Ho.
She did actually. She mentioned where she worked, a small e-commerce site called Small Yo-Yo.
Really?
Yeah, I guess somebody
created. We have a great corporate culture. How could that be a miserable job? I mean, we do outsource 99% of our employees. She was the one American.
One American working with 55 Indians.
Listen, smallyoyo.com is a forward-thinking, infotainment home base, essentially. Like, let me explain how the site works to
it's
you.
It's a sweatshop.
It's a goddamn sweatshop.
You wake up in the morning and you get the newspaper from your front stoop, right? So, like, imagine that and the food you eat and the music you listen to and everything in the same portal.
Sounds like you're doing too much with small yo-yo.
It's milk. It's news. It's a cultural hub.
It's your email and your rail mail.
Rail mail.
Snail mail and email.
Snail mail and email. Why do you have to differentiate? It's all small yo-yo.
It's all contained in a small yo-yo.
You look at ask yourself, you know, we all have a yo-yo. What's your yo-yo?
Is it small yet? What's your yo-yo? It cast your ballot.
People always
yo-yo.
Ask me, where does the name small yo-yo come from? And basically, I was doing this walkabout in Australia, and this aboriginal person told me a proverb, and he said, you know, an old ancient fox was playing with a yo-yo.
How do you
and
yo?
That's when I realized my spirit animal was a yo-yo.
He started telling me this proverb that I thought was really boring, so I took out a yo-yo.
What's your yo-yo? Let us know at whatsmyyoyo.com.
That's when the peyote hit me.
The peyoyo.
So, wait. I think that I'm misremembering her email, but it sounds like she just is not interested in him. And if that's the starting off point, I don't want to say Skype with him and get to know him and like him.
So how do I express that I just want to be friends?
The stakes are too high to really give it a shot.
Yeah.
No, give it a shot. Have him take a 22-hour flight to your city and spend a week and a half with you.
You know, India to anywhere in the world is a 21-hour flight.
It doesn't matter.
Even to China, Europe, Australia, Iceland, America, it's all a 22-hour flight.
They go around. They just circle for...
Nothing is convenient, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, if for no other reason to save the poor guy some, you know, $800 in a plane for a round trip ticket or a one way ticket.
That's a lot of dinars. What is the currency?
Dinards.
That's a lot of dinards.
I don't think it is dinards. Dinars is just a way to say American currency.
Rupees? Is that what you said? That could be a thing.
Yeah rupees, because that's what he said.
1 million rupees.
I can't believe that's the way I know it.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Chaiwala.
1 million rupees is less than a penny, though. So when you win, it's not that much.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So, actually, I can tell you right now. It is rupees. And...
I knew it. I'm culturally learned.
1 million is indeed 16,000 rupees. Just a little bit of very, very boring information here.
How much would an 800... How many rupees... That doesn't matter. I'm sorry. How many rupees would buy a coat hanger?
So the question specifically is, how do I express to him that I just want to be friends and that I think he should focus on other girls without hurting him?
Stop talking to him entirely. That's all you have to do.
Do you not even offer an explanation?
No, it's fine.
Just like ignore
him. It's like a doofy little flirtation thing. They're not a relationship. She could just disappear and it'll be fine. That's what I do.
I think it's more than that.
No.
Sounds like, yeah. I mean, well, how much did she... I guess I'd be curious to get like a more robust overview of the thing.
I gave my answer without knowing anything.
So how is this fair?
It's impossible to be wrong.
You're going
to
answer Pat's question. Suddenly I want to change mine, but I'm already on record.
Give me that.
You know what? I go back.
Zoom.
Have him marry you. I kind of hear what Amir's saying. It sounds like, I mean, he certainly thinks. Wait, maybe she cares about the guy. Maybe she doesn't hurt his feelings.
Yeah, can't she simply offer like a fake explanation? Be like, hey, sorry, things are really busy right now. I'm moving. Let me get back to you soon. That way, he's at least not
even
expecting
fake.
A response.
I think you can sort of just be really. You don't have to lie. You can even just be like, I don't know. Just say, just fucking. I think just. I guess I'm almost saying be harsher. Be like, hey, like I don't want to marry you. Like, give him closure at least. I guess that's what I think. Just cutting off entirely might drive him crazy.
Hey, I want to date people like closer to me in a more casual way than have like this meaningful relationship. Sure, she could say that, but I also don't think she has to. I think she'd just be like nothing.
I think that it's better for all parties involved. I think it's both healthier, safer, more mature, and I think it's better for both of them just to like cut. You know, just. Him just, you know, I'm not saying she has to treat him with kid gloves.
I concur with Pat. Fine.
I'm not arguing.
King Pat is right. Spare my head, oh wise one.
No, I really do kind of agree with Pat. But also, I think it's going to be fine.
So either way, it's fine. So what about if, let's say Jake says you don't have to email him ever again. I say you can offer up a white lie, a fake excuse, and Pat says to tell him the truth.
And that's legit, sort of all answers are right.
Yeah, that's the beauty of our advice show. We can never be wrong because it's just our opinion.
I think there's a version somewhere between your answer and my answer, Amir, is like basically like you can sort of lie in this sense. Just be a, if you make your facts abstract enough.
Right.
If you then they cover all topics.
Oh, and
you
yeah.
can sort of be like, it's sort of a lie to say like, hey, I'm not really looking for a big relationship right now.
Like I'm like, oh, like I
can't. What the truth is like, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
You're you done. I'm like, done yeah, with you.
Anything you like finesse enough will be sort of a lie.
For example, let's say a friend wanted to hang out with me or something one night, and I changed my mind. I didn't want to go out that night, and I could be like, oh, you know what? I forgot. I have an appointment, and I can't go out. Well, like. Just chilling with, you know, eating dinner alone at the place around the corner from me or sitting on my couch watching a movie, like, with a broad enough definition of the word appointment, that's an appointment. As long as I put it in my calendar and make an appointment to do it, I'm not lying.
That's legally an appointment.
Also, here's what I would say. Not talking to him at all, vanishing, that's not lying either. That's actually the most honest thing you can do because it's the truth. Hard, right in his face. I don't want to talk to you anymore. That's it. You don't even have to say it. You just don't do it. And he will either assume the truth, she didn't like me, or assume a lie. She's really busy.
But it's only the truth if she does. She doesn't. You don't know. I don't think she said she wants to stop talking to him forever. Or doesn't she want to like?
You don't need a friend that lives in India. She doesn't need a friend.
I'm not saying she needs a friend. I'm not saying she's just going to keep talking to him.
You're saying she doesn't necessarily want to stop talking to him forever.
You're right. Maybe no. I think it's. I'm not saying that. Maybe that is more. I don't know if it's more honest. I guess by default it is. I know what you're saying.
I don't know if it's more honest or moronic.
Maybe
it
sends a stronger signal and gets across. Maybe it gets across the purpose of being straightforward with them, just cutting it off. My fear is that I think sometimes guys can sort of they can interpret the silence as I think a love is a powerful. You can if your feelings are strong enough, you can convince yourself of anything. Like, well, I guess her internet's broken. I better fly over and make sure she's okay. That's the scenario you're setting yourself up for if you cut him off.
All my arguments are like pretty stupid, and Pat's like inserting intelligence to them after I'm done talking.
No, I think the cutting. I know you're saying the cutting off is like, maybe it's unfair of me. Maybe I'm projecting on this guy, and I'm assuming that I'm not projecting on him. I'm fine. I'm a healthy person, but I'm assuming that this guy is like some creepy obsessive dude because he was like because he was engaged and now he's not like, and though you know that does sound a little suspicious, but. He's also going to be a totally normal guy who has feelings for this girl, and when he cuts her off, he'll just be like, her cutting him off could be, he'll be sad for 2 days, and he'll just move on with his life.
Right. I mean, these texts could just be like him trying to get her to send nude pictures. Like, I want to hold your hand.
Send him a nude picture. That's
done with it. That way you can
like,
get
he
her.
Knows what he's actually feeling if he's just being flirtatious.
But you're saying she should send a nude picture. Is that what you're saying?
To me.
Let's answer one more question, but let's stop for a real commercial break, the kind that you don't actually have to be a part of, Pat. And then we'll be right back on the other side of those messages. Just wanted to say thank you again to The Books for sponsoring this episode as well. The Books, TheBooks.com. You know, Books, like short for bouquets. Bouquets. Because they sell...
It's like a...
SNL oh, like
thing.
The Bears.
Yeah.
The like Books.
You're so... focused on getting the message out that you're not letting me do my impression.
Okay, sorry. TheBooks.com.
TheBooks.
Perfect. I'm going to just cut your cord in half.
Please do not.
If you are looking to send someone flowers, which you should be, it's a great gift, an easy gift, and it's a gift that says, oh, you care, whether or not you do, beautiful, modern, rustic bouquets, you got to see their books. Their flowers are cut the day you order them, which means they get to you sooner and they last longer. From the side of an active volcano, their flowers are grown in volcanic mineral-rich soil. Basically, it's a simple way to send beautiful flowers that will last extra long.
You got to get it up on that minerals. You got to get up on that mineral tip.
And it's free shipping.
Huh?
There's flat pricing. No teddy bears. No cheap candy. No vases. Shipping is free.
Wow.
The price you see is what you get. There's no bait and switch. And if you want an extra 15% off, use our promo code IFIWERE. But hurry, because this deal expires January
27th. Can I just order the mineral
The soil? You can actually not. They do not offer mineral-rich soil for sale.
That is nice.
Yeah, they just grow flowers that mineral-rich
soil. That's fine then.
So
that's still good.
Let this message seep into your brain. Send your loved one a bouquet from thebooks.com. Use our coupon code and get it 15% extra cheaper. That's thebooks.com. TheBooks.com.
I think I'll send you a book.
I actually would appreciate a book.
Books.
Let's just say real quickly thank you again to taxact.com as well for sponsoring this episode.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
On the other side of the world, on the other side of life, is the fact that you have to do taxes.
Right. There are flowers and there are taxes.
So what is Tax Act? Filing your federal taxes with TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. With TaxAct.com, you got this. It was created for people who like going from do-it-yourself to getting it done. Doing taxes is basically terrible, and TaxAct makes it easy, fast, and free.
And fun.
Yeah.
Not to mention fun.
It's about time taxes were fun. Your federal return is free for every e-fileable form. You can save money and get your maximum refund guaranteed. So do your own taxes.
Yeah.
Start free today at taxact.com/you. That's taxact.com/you. You can do your own taxes and you can get your maximum refund. Believe in yourself and believe in taxact.com.
Anything is possible. Tax Act is a class act.
Absolutely. Tax Act is a class act. So that address again, if you do need to do your taxes and you want to do them yourself, taxact.com/you, Y-O-U. Let's get back to the episode.
All right.
Hey, we're back. Quick break. Do you want to talk about anything specific? We have shows coming up in Austin and Houston. You're not going to be there, but I thought we should mention it. There are still tickets available. January 24th in Austin?
At the North Door.
At the North Door. And 25th at Houston at the Come and Take Comedy Festival. Do you have any trips coming up?
No trips coming up, but I do have something I could plug.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it.
Next month.
At the end of the show.
All right. Well,
dickwit.
SmallYoYo.com is it's coming to a town near you. It's SmallYoYo Live.
We're looking for seed angel investment.
Ask no questions.
No, yeah, you can plug something now.
Next month, College Humor Live, yeah. LA, which is at the UCB.
Mm-hmm, the show.
The show.
The live show.
We're moving to Saturdays.
Whoa, that's a premiere night, isn't it?
Pack your bags. We're moving to Saturdays.
Frasier's moving to Tuesdays.
That's
Seinfeld.
What?
I don't know, sorry. No, we're moving to Saturday nights, and you should come out to the first show, which is on Valentine's Day.
February 14th.
What could be more romantic than me making jokes for an hour
straight?
No, we're still, it's early, obviously, so...
February 14th is a Saturday this year?
It is, yeah.
And the first College Humor Live show in LA is then?
That's the day I landed on. So it should be fun. We're going to, come on out. I think if you... Wanted to get a little. We'll get. I can't promise we won't get naughty if it's Valentine's Day. I
maybe
will not be wearing pants.
Finger each other.
Whoa. Yeah.
After the show
or during, whatever.
Before no. too.
The lineup is still TBD, but we always have a great lineup. You guys have done it, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
Was fun. We've had Pete Holmes was on it. Kumail was on it.
All the funny guys in LA.
Yeah. So whoever we get, it's going to be great, and you should come out.
Cool.
Saturday night, Valentine's Day. Do it.
Be there and be square.
Space.
Nice. Be there, be square, space. Anything else we need to talk about? Let's get to the last question because I don't want to run out of time.
Right.
These guest episodes always go a little long because we have so much fun. Actually, I am going to cut it off. This has got to be a lot. Instant tone. Bars and tone for
just
some reason.
End it.
That's like a fake thing in movies where a guy hangs up and it goes instantly to dial tone. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, you're right.
That does not happen. Okay, we need one last guy's name.
Oh, last name?
No. One last guy's.
Oh my God.
Mitt again?
Oh shit, yeah. You know what? It's a female. It is a female.
Sarah.
Okay, Sarah.
Last name?
Schneider.
What do you think?
Palin.
Schneider. Palin. Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin writes, I'm a female in my first year of university, and I recently got my marks back for the fall semester. Everything was looking A-okay. I failed two courses, but that's neither here nor there. I was getting all C's and B's, but when I looked at the results for my children's literature course, something seemed off. All my assignments had been high C's, low B's as marks, but for some reason my final mark was 94%. At first I was really confused by it, but then I thought maybe participation marks bumped me up. It was only until today that I looked back at the scores and realized the university had made a horrible mistake. When I originally glanced over the marks, one of the assignments that was out of 10, I assumed I got a 6 on. It was only until further inspection that I realized they didn't put it into the computer as a 6 out of 10, but instead a 60 out of 10. That caused me to receive 54 extra marks to my total grade, so instead of getting a C+, I'm at a powerhouse A. I'm totally spooked by this, because if the school finds out, they might blame me, would they? If I don't tell them and they find out, could I say I didn't realize? Would they even believe that? If they don't figure it out, I'm going to feel like a horrible person for abusing their mistake, but at the same time, it's hard to let go of the happiness I felt getting my first A in a university. What would you guys do in this situation? Please, I'm going to rip my eyeballs out. Hope your moms are doing well. Love, Sarah.
First of all, she did a decent job with the math, figuring out why she got the good grade.
Yeah.
So she's not dumb. She's just not applying herself.
Yeah. Mm. If this question didn't make sense, change the word mark to grade and then replay it in your head.
Mm-hmm. Is she British or something? Or Australian?
Probably.
I got 30 lews in my 18th tri-quarter.
I look, she's like, my grades were fine. I failed two classes and got C's, but actually I was pretty excited and pumped when I got my first A.
Hooray, I deserve it.
Yeah, you shouldn't be happy. You didn't earn that A. You can keep it. Like, I don't think you should get rid of it.
If the school finds out and they think and they blame her, you could hide behind the idea that you were too stupid to actually mess with your grade, or you were too stupid to notice.
I don't know how to do things. I got 3 F's, a C, and a B.
Regardless of what you should or should not do, I don't think you're liable at all if they discover it. I don't even know if they could change the grade after a certain point.
You could definitely say that you didn't notice.
Yeah, what if the dean is listening to this podcast, though?
Even if you say you did notice it after the grade was official, I just don't think you're liable. Like,
yeah,
after...
I noticed, and I was surprised, but I couldn't really figure it out, so I figured it was a participation thing. Exactly what she's talking about. She shouldn't have delved any deeper to really figure it out.
Yeah, ignorance is bliss. You got an A, don't look into it.
She was so confused, she had to know.
What is the statute of limitations on cheating? Like, if I cheated, I'm telling you right now for a fact, this is for real. In 9th grade, the teacher used for the history class, the teacher used a textbook to get all of her multiple choice exams. She just Xeroxed the teacher's textbook. So my friend bought a textbook online, and we knew every test before it came out. And we cheated by memorizing the order of the letters.
That's a great question.
If I went back to my high school and was like, by the way, I cheated on every exam in 9th grade, will they take my diploma away?
This podcast just made it so they took away your Berkeley diploma.
Oh, no, I'm talking about high school even before.
I know.
Trickles down.
You wouldn't have gotten into Berkeley without that grade. You can't have a job anymore. You're not a graduate.
I'm not a comedian either.
I mean, I feel like the college, like their college, especially if it's a private college, like you can't like, can you like stop them from saying like, we will not consider your degree valid anymore? Like,
but
they just
say
that.
Matter like, if they don't
like
consider
that in the
it.
News now.
It only matters as much as to the job you're trying to get. Like, you know, like, I think if you're a doctor, it kind of matters, because like, you're probably not going to get a job at a hospital if your employer calls Johns Hopkins and like, yeah, he's bullshit.
Right.
But like, you know, when I try to get a job at like, you know, Crackle, and they're like, well, your liberal arts degree
is fraudulent.
Fraudulent, sir. We thought
us at Small Yo-Yo don't employ matters like you.
So I don't know. And for high school might be a different thing, though, because it is, especially if you went to a public school, which you probably didn't, Silver Spoon. But
I went to Silver Spoon.
I don't understand. Like, if you, I don't think you get in trouble now. I feel like schools get in trouble when they're. Are students cheating and stuff?
Yeah, it seems like once you graduate,
like
you can look back and say anything.
Now. It's like, oh, this school is messed up. Like, didn't that just happen to UNC recently, where like there was a big cheating epidemic there, and it wasn't necessarily like these kids all?
Yeah, that happens in like NCAA athletics. It's like, oh, that last generation really fucked things up for the current crop, because now like, oh, Ohio State's not bowl eligible because they paid some guy in 2004.
It seems like this is probably, like, you got mostly bad grades and one A in a class that sounds like it doesn't really matter.
Children's lit.
So yeah.
It's not writing it, it's reading it.
Children's lit anyway. You really should have.
I really just read children's kids
books.
Also,
I'm not talking down to you, because I remember in college, I was so dumb that, like, but I had to take a math class. But since I didn't declare a major, one of the math classes I was allowed to take was math for elementary school teachers. So it was essentially us, like, learning long division and multiplication, and I got a D.
So the class math for elementary school teachers might as well have been called math for elementary school students.
Yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't like so complete. It wasn't like we relearned the times tables, but there was like long division in the class. I didn't go to enough of it to really understand what the class was. That's why I got a D.
Amir, but you are very good at math. You're probably one of the best people at math of friends I have.
Thanks. That is actually our time. Thanks so much.
12. Can you do 12 times 9?
That doesn't mean you're good at math, though.
Why?
That just means you memorized the times table.
One train leaves Barcelona, traveling 95 you know kilometers an hour.
I'm going to pause it right now. We're all going to take a practice SAT.
Okay, we're back. We all failed.
We all got a 480.
I think legally, I can't imagine you're at all responsible. Morally, I don't even know. Like, you know, you... I don't know. You know?
No, you don't. I would... Well, what would you do if you were you? If I were you. If I were you, for example. If I were you, I wouldn't do anything. I would take it. That is a bank error in your favor. Collect $200. Enjoy it. And then try to get... Don't act like you got a real A. You don't actually be happy and proud of it.
Don't hang it up on the refrigerator.
So I don't know if you guys saw it, but I got into my first A. It was a huge, huge mistake, but I am happy about it.
Yeah, let it quietly bring your GPA up, but don't celebrate. That's what I would do.
Yeah, I think I agree. I think if I were you, I probably wouldn't, and I wouldn't say anything.
And nobody's getting hurt. Like, you're not actually hurting anyone unless the class was based on a curve. And even then, I say it's probably fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you stole someone's money. It's just a mark.
It's just a mock.
Just a simple mark.
My mocks were all top.
Except for all of them. She did ace children's lit.
I got a G squared, which is the highest mark you can get in England.
A G?
I got a G in maths.
A P minus in English lit. An O positive in my blood type.
Which, of course, we just call lit. We call normal lit.
Normal literature. All right, that's it. That's our time. Thanks for coming. You already plugged what you wanted to plug.
Gracias. I did. I appreciate it.
If you have your own questions out there and you wanted to help our advice, email is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We're also still accepting theme song submissions. Every episode is it begins and ends with a theme song written by our talented fans. The first one was from that guy named Seesaw. And this last one is written by somebody named Kyle Kirkman Nethers. So thanks, Kyle. Thanks, Seesaw. Thanks, Pat.
Thank you for having me, guys. It was fun.
And we'll be back on Monday. Later.
It's time to lend a helping hand. J&A will keep you from drowning. Podcasting wherever they may be. Love is love, sex is sex, you should expect. Good advice, John Wolfe in sheep's clothing. But most of all, to seize the cheese. Email into If I Were You Show. If I Were You show@gmail.com. They tell you what they do, even if they're wrong. If I Were You show@gmail.com.